Might as well start recording now, right? I'm standing in the end zone. Hopefully you can hear the Northwestern fans behind me. You really can't. Like, you know, just your normal mocking of all things Illinois. And it's, you know, so totally legit. Owned by the nerds. Like, seriously. That's what we have to deal with. Like, completely destroyed by Northwestern. A bad Northwestern team is 10-2. You know, great defense. Worst offense in Power 5 football. And we can't even do it. It's just so impossible. Yeah.
You have such a great view. Do you please take a picture of the field for us?
I can do that. Okay. This is adding to it. I am taking a picture of the field for some Northwestern fans. That's what I'm doing. Here.
So
take your picture?
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right, good.
Oh my God,
yes.
So nice.
Okay, I took a couple.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You completely own me.
One hat.
Yes. Yes, one hat, please, says the Northwestern guy behind me as the hat is raised in the air and I take pictures for Northwestern fans because they are my daddy. And we're doing alma mater. How do you handle this? How do you handle people in purple behind me? You know, they've gathered around. I think Northwestern's team goes out the other end. Yeah, they do. Our Northwestern's fans look. Gathered around our tunnel just to mock us. I mean, I'd do it. I can't face it, you know. I can't do anything about it. Players in tears. Can't handle players in tears. Can't handle Mason right now. Can't handle a senior. Oh, there goes the hat. There goes the hat. It's so unfair to these seniors. From what happened from May till now is so unfair to them. I just can't get over that. I mean, you know, I'm usually like, you know, coaching is 30% and roster assembly is 70% and, you know, all this crap. And, you know, these seniors had this team that they could have won with. And, you know, like the coaching decisions today, it's just so hard to deal with that these seniors have to walk off this field in tears because the entire freaking school let them down. The entire school let them down. Chancellor, president, on down. Let them down. Like, did not put them in a position. Ugh. That is so hard to do. I've said it before. I just write these for these players. That's all I do. I just write for the players. Every other team in the Big Ten gets covered, and they get coverage like they're superstars. And our players deserve that. They chose to play here. I'm going to cover them like that. I'm not about the coaching. Coaching is secondary. You know, everything else. I cover it for the players. I requested 5 seniors in there in the locker room. And that's who I'm going to interview, and I'm going to thank them for their service. And so if you don't like that kind of thing, just let it go by. But that's what I care about. But, so, you know, for these seniors to have the school let them down, so hard. I think Hewitt let them down today. I think Banks, with his game plan in the first quarter, let him down today. I think the announcement before the game today let them down. You know, to make these kids go through this is so unfair. Be adults. Entire administration, be adults. You don't get to mess with people's lives like this. Be the adults. Stop making decisions to save your own butt and to cover this and, oh, let's kick the can down the road. Oh, let's just punt it. Stop it. There are 20-year-olds who choose to come play for this team, and they deserve support from the administration. And we don't give it to them. And that is bullshit. It's disgusting. These kids choose to play for this school, and they deserve support. They deserve an administration that supports them. They deserve a coaching staff that puts them in position to win. And the entire school let these players down this season. Tim Beckman let them down. Why do I get freaking emotional? This is stupid. This is just so stupid. They let them down. I'm pissed. They let them down. I mean, even the timing of this release this morning, when you have a game to play, and we need to support our student athletes. Yes, I was probably wrong in my reaction to Simon, because there was legitimacy to what he was saying. I thought, because I didn't see it, it wasn't happening. It was happening. So we were letting kids down there, and I've struggled with that for the last month, because it means, like, you know, I'll let him down. But, like, we just didn't. Oh, God, here comes Mason looking for his family. Jihad looking for his family. Oh, God. I mean, that's it for them. And we let them down. They had that 7-5 team, and the coaches let them down. The timing of when we did all of this, when we fired the coach, when we fired the AD, it let this team down. We didn't give a crap about our student athletes. We're just like, oh, let's fix this and let's make this look good and let's have PR meetings. No, we let them down. Oh, God, I'm going to go take, okay. Jihad and Mason are just standing hugging at the 10-yard line. I'm going to go, I don't know. I just want a picture of it. Administration, support this team. Stop letting the players down. It's disgusting. Be adults. Go along.